all news, traffic, and weather driving to work and back home. News Radio 101 FM, KXL, Oregon's station of record.
Okay, welcome back. Just past 5:35 here as we move into the final half hour of business briefing here on News Radio 101 FM KXL. I'm Brian Bushlack. As I've mentioned the past few weeks, the Apartment Insider Report coming up this Wednesday at the Bing Lounge, 6 to 7:30. We do have a few seats left for that, and the seventh caller right now will give away a pair of tickets, 503-417-7575. Seventh caller right now receives a pair of tickets for the Apartment Insider Report coming up. Again, the number to call, 503-417-7575. This event kicks off at 6 o'clock Wednesday night inside the Bing Lounge downstairs here at the PacWest Center. The cost will be $30 at the door. If you register in advance, it's $25. You can call 866-546-9390 or learn more at josephbernard.net. And in studio with us right now is Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. And if you missed our preview over the past 4 weeks, I got to tell you, Joe, I was in a meeting with Sean Scanlon from Tycor Title last week. We were talking about the apartment market. He said, you know what? Residential is still in the gutter, but he said the apartment market is red hot. So yet another source obviously telling us that what you're doing is right where the sweet spot is in the market.
You know, that's absolutely true. The apartment market is hot here in Portland. A lot of people even in Portland doesn't know that the Portland market is the strongest in the country. You know, with the demand, the low supply, the fair pricing, you know, I mean, you got low risk when you buy in Portland. High occupancy, you know, lowest vacancy in the country, no new construction, which keeps the supply limited. And you still have, you know, a lot of people moving to Portland. So the population growth is coming here. The apartments are red hot, and we are focused 100% on those.
Yeah, and you, as we mentioned, the last couple of weeks, you've closed over a third of the transactions in the market this year. Let's talk about the mechanics of these types of deals for our listeners who might be interested in moving into the apartment market, maybe from the residential market, or perhaps they're new to the market and are thinking about making their first purchase. What's different about an apartment purchase maybe than, say, a residential purchase?
You know, great question. With the apartments, here's what's different. Well, first of all, you know, you're looking at about an average of 25-35% on annual return. Because being an investment property rather than a residential single-family dwelling, maybe they live in it or just even a rental, the apartments will outperform them, you know, every day, every month, every year. As far as the vacancy rates being low, you know, you have less risk. You have a 25-unit building, one person moves out, you know, you still have cash flow. You still have 24 other units occupied. The average vacancy rate, 4%. So, again, limited risk. What the cap rate is, you know, the return on the investment, you know, we're right anywhere between a 6 and an 8 in Portland, which is the return on the investment if you paid all cash. And then you get into the cash-on-cash return. And so when you're looking at the market and, you know, the appreciation, there's four ways to build wealth. You know, we talked about it on the show. The cash flow, of course, the tax benefits. So you get the interest write-off on the note, you get the depreciation of the asset. The larger the asset, the more depreciation, more interest write-offs. You get tenants paying down the mortgage, so you get the principal pay-down piece. And then you get the appreciation. Now, the appreciation in the commercial market is different than the residential market. So as we know, the houses go up and down, and they're down right now. The apartments have been steady. You know, it's average 5%. If you measure it over a course of 5, 7, 10 years, you'll see an average of 5%. The height was 2008. We're down a little bit from there. But again, if you measure it on a 5, 7, 10-year basis, you'll see 5% a year. And so that's really how people build wealth in the apartment market. Okay, you have a tangible, insurable asset. And right now, while the interest rates are rock bottom, historically low, I mean, you can get a loan on 7, 10-year money under 6%, you know, for 30-year AM.
Yeah.
So that's going to improve your cash flow every year annually because rents are going up. We have one of the hottest markets in increased rents. If you look at it annually, Portland was the number one market for raising rents.
If you're just joining us, this is Business Briefing here, moving through a Sunday afternoon on News Radio 101 FM KXL. I'm Brian Bushlack. And Joe Chaplick joining us here from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate, the Apartment Insider Report now, just days away. Hard to believe it's almost June 1st, coming up Wednesday night, 6 to 7:30. Doors open at 5:30 downstairs here at the PacWest Center inside the Bing Lounge. Cost $25. That includes wine, appetizers, and parking. You also get a free report. We have about 10-15 seats left here. We'll get the 2011 apartment market forecast, how to channel your funds from retirement funds into apartment investing, also tips to avoid transaction pitfalls, wealth building, and of course the all-important lending outlook for 2011 with Mark Pierce from Commercial Lending Group. And Joel, I know you've got a couple of case studies, and I think this is really a great way to illustrate this for our listeners is, you know, the actual transactions that you've just completed. Tell us about them.
Well, here's one that I'd like to discuss. It's a 74 unit. We'll start there. It had a combination of 2- and 3-bedroom units. When you add up all the rents, and again, looking at the cash flow basis of this, you know, you have a scheduled gross income. When you take out vacancies, you put in some other income like laundry or the utility bill back we've discussed in the past. More than 50% of the apartments in Portland are billing back to tenants for the utilities, mainly water. And then you subtract out all the expenses, including taxes, management, repairs, turnovers, insurance, again, the utilities. And then you even calculate some reserves in there. You need the budget for the reserves, capital repairs. This building brought a net operating income, $331,000 a year. Hmm. When you take a look at where that is on the cap rate with the sale price was $4,390,000. That's a 7.5% cap rate. But then when you service the debt with the low interest rates of today, you're cash flowing about $115,000 to $120,000 as is right now. When the rents go up, that cash flow will increase because your debt service is still the same. That's over a 10% cash return on your money.
That's amazing.
It is. You know, so, and that's just the cash flow piece. You know, at the seminar, we'll talk about the tax benefits with these examples, what the pay down would be on a yearly basis, and what the appreciation to expect. And that's how people build wealth. Now, if you don't have, you know, $1.1 million, $1.2 million to put down on a 74-unit building, you know, there's plenty of other buildings out there. Here's one on Southwest 5th. It's a 9-unit, okay? Another example, annual gross rents, $97,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Building sold for $825,000.
Now, that's doable for most investors.
Absolutely, absolutely. Down payment, you know, you're looking at 25% down. Okay, so some people have that. This was a self-directed IRA investor, moved the money out of his 401k and bought this building.
So basically put $200,000 down and picked up an $800,000-something apartment complex, right?
Yeah, fairly new. Mm-hmm. It was built in 96.
Mm-hmm.
Good townhouse-style units, great location. And, you know, he's got a net operating income after expenses around $60,000. That's real money.
Yeah, $5,000 a month in his pocket.
Yeah. Well, and he serviced the debt too, you know.
Yeah.
So he's cash flowing more than he would anywhere else. And then, of course, he's building up the appreciation. He's building up the equity in the building because the loan's getting paid down over time. And, his strategy is a little bit longer term hold because it's a 401k investment, you know, the self-directed piece. And that bank account will grow faster than probably where he had the money in the stock market. On top of that, limited risk. Again, vacant unit. Because of maybe a fire or some, you know, act of God that, you know, destroys some of the building, the insurance will rebuild it.
And real quick, too, I know we've only got a couple minutes left here before the break, but we didn't touch too much on lending. I know that's going to be a key piece coming up here on Wednesday night. What's the lending environment like now for multifamily? Because people hear so much bad news about the residential market. I know it's very different in multifamily.
I get that question all the time, Brian. In short, it's changing all the time.
Yeah,
you really need to know and understand what's happening in the interest rate market and what's going on with the lending. There are banks out there. They are lending. Not as easy as it was before, but with the commercial apartments, they underwrite the building and they have to cover a certain debt coverage ratio. And so when you go into the building, you obviously have to be a strong, you know, buyer. But you also have a strong asset that underwrites itself
mm-hmm.
if you're buying right, if you're working with the right brokers to find these transactions.
Well, and you are the right broker, that's for sure. We've appreciated you joining us on the show the last 4 weeks. Big event coming up Wednesday night here on June 1st at the Bing Lounge downstairs here at the PacWest Center, 6 to 7:30. The doors open at 5:30. Here's your last chance to register and really get that price break, $25 early registration, $30 at the door. That includes your wine, appetizers, and parking, which in most cases downtown here is about $7 to $10. You'll also get a free report, 2011 apartment market forecast, how to use those retirement funds to self-direct IRAs, 401ks, big tips on transaction pitfalls. We covered that a couple weeks ago. Joe will recap that and give you the number one tip to avoid, the lending outlook look, as I just touched on, and wealth building. To register, 866-546-9390, or check out Joe's website, josephbernard.net. You can register that way and give him a call. He'll be in bright and early tomorrow morning. Joe, thanks a lot. We'll see you on Wednesday night.
Thank you.
Up next, we'll swing kettlebells with Michael Skog from the Skog System Kettlebell Gym here on Business Briefing.